This is Ozarks at Large. The Arkansas legislature this week continues to examine a proposed $1.1 billion steel mill to be located in Osceola, creating, supporters say, more than 500 jobs in the process. This deal triggered provisions of Arkansas Amendment 82, which allows the state to float bonds to finance incentives and bonds for the deal. $125 million has been proposed in this situation. Last week, independent reports on the matter were released by the legislature. Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas talked with Grant Tenniel late last week. Tenniel is the executive director of the Arkansas Economic Development Commission. Roby asked him about one assessment in a report that says the state agency didn't fully consider uncertainties connected to the project.
Overall, I think that the IHS report is fair and actually confirms our assessment of the project. If you read what they said that some of our predictions may have been rosy, as you put it, if everything goes badly.
Okay.
And as I've said from the very beginning of this project, and when I spent close to 6 hours in front of committees of the whole in both houses of the legislature, there's risk here. There is risk in any business endeavor. We feel as though we've spent a year understanding the risk and mitigating it as best we can. IHS went on to say that although there's risk, the state has put appropriate clawback and penalty provisions into its agreement. So what they're saying is, if everything goes badly in the marketplace, the mill is not likely to return everything it should to the state. But if the mill doesn't perform the way it's supposed to perform, then the state has the ability to ask for and receive its money back.
So you feel comfortable with the clawback provisions in there that if things go sour, that you still got state protection on this?
We do.
Let's talk about one of the key assumptions for this independent assessment, one of the assessments that you guys have done. Delta Trust has done this for one of the investors in the project, the Arkansas Teacher Retirement System. Really kind of looks at the potential market size for the steel
right.
that Big River wants to produce. This report, this independent legislative report, actually says there is market out there for it.
It does.
You feel good about that?
I feel very good about that. And I think that it indicates that Big River's plan to target areas of the steel market that are growing, where there's demand, and where there's not as much supply in the United States is going to provide them with real opportunity. I've said over and over and over again that what Big River is trying to do is look out into the future, where the marketplace is going, and put a project on the rails now that will be ready to meet that demand when it appears.
IHS also says, though, or suggests at least in my interpretation of the executive summary, that if another major player were to enter that market, that it could be a, quote, zero-sum environment. Do you agree with that assessment?
I think that that assessment is somewhat fair and somewhat accurate. I think that if Big River gets its plans announced and we approve them, the likelihood that somebody else is going to come along right after them and announce a plan to go after the same market is somewhat slim. But I think that ultimately what the IHS report says is that there is uncertainty in business. And I think we all knew that there was uncertainty in business when we started working on this project. I have an enormous amount of confidence in Mr. Corrente and in the Big River team. And a lot of that confidence is based on the fact that they've done this before, fairly recently. The mill that they built in Columbus, Mississippi is thriving, employing more people than they had promised it was going to employ, and producing more steel than they originally promised they would produce.
We're running short on time here. Let me ask you what happens. If the legislature does not approve this bond issue, the $125 million bond issue, does the deal die?
Yes.
So what happens if Arkansas legislators kill this super project Do you think that it diminishes the potential for other projects to come to the state of Arkansas in the future? Or do you think people look at this and say they did their due diligence, they didn't feel it was a good deal, we took a pass?
Well, I think it largely depends on the outcome of some of these hearings that we have coming up. It's certainly understandable if, based on factual evidence and sound economic theory, that we take a pass. If we send the message to the world that we are intolerant of any risk at all, I don't think we'll get an opportunity to look at another project.
Roby Brock talked with Grant Tenniel, the Executive Director of the Arkansas Economic Development Commission, late last week. You can hear more from that conversation at talkbusiness.net. Support for Talk Business on Ozarks at Large is provided by Mitchell Williams Law, providing strategic counsel on a variety of sophisticated legal matters since 1954. Mitchell Williams Law Firm combines decades of diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Today, the firm employs nearly 80 attorneys from 4 offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com. And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at BankOzarks.com. And the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Diversity is the key to reliability and affordability. From the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity. More at AECC.com.
KUAF's Spring On Air fundraiser begins Monday, April 1st, and we're looking for some challenges. This is KUAF station manager Rick Stockdell, and you can help us encourage listeners who have never contributed to KUAF before by contacting us today with your challenge grant. Call or email us with your name and the amount of your challenge. Then when the fundraiser starts on April 1st, we'll use your challenge to match the gifts of first-time donors. They'll be doubling their money to KUAF, and you can help us reach our goal of $160,000. If you'd like to make a challenge, call Molly at 575-7259 or email us at kuafinfo@uark.edu. Thanks a lot.